Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend Kim Langford, contributing editor with Kiplinger Personal Finance magazine. She's the author of the Financial Field Manual for Military Families. It's called the Financial Field Manual, a Personal Finance Guide for Military Families. It's a free PDF on the Kiplinger website, right, Kim?
That is correct. It's really easy to access right
from the website. Kiplinger.com, and look for the field manual for military families, all kinds of important stuff there that Kim's worked hard to provide you with. Things, maybe things you know, but maybe things, a lot of things you didn't know. Like in the last segment, she explained how the significant and exciting changes are coming to the retirement plan. So what else is going on over there, Kim?
Well, another thing that this version, we've had some earlier versions of the guide, but this version we really wanted to put out primarily because of these new changes to the retirement plan.
Right.
But also we've really increased the section on how to prepare for the transition when you leave the military, because that's something we've gone through firsthand with my family. And there's a lot of really key decisions to make and a lot of kind of calculations to make when you're comparing the salary from an old job, from a new job to your salary in the military, because of the tax benefits are totally different. Some of the other employee benefits, health care, things like that, you need to factor in a lot of additional costs that you will be giving up when you're leaving the military.
Right, exactly. So, all right, so keep going. You're doing good.
Well, some of the key things, and one of the key things that a lot of people don't realize when they leave the military, is that if you had been established your domicile, your tax base, in a state that didn't have an income tax while you're in the military, you could keep that as your domicile and tax base the whole time you were there. But as soon as you leave, you're going to have to pay state income taxes in the state where you actually live. And a lot of people
Not retroactively, just starting out at new.
Out new. So when you're looking at that new salary, you need to consider the tax consequences. Also, you'll no longer be getting a tax-free housing allowance as you did in the military.
Right.
So you just need to factor those things in, too. The cost of health care as well. If you stay for 20 years, you'll have access to low-cost TRICARE, but you still may have some, and especially if you don't stay for 20 years, you may, even if you have coverage through a new employer, you're going to have to pay deductibles, co-payments, premiums, things like that that you may not have had to factor into your budget in the past. So a lot of really key decisions to make
job. And, you've got a lot of these young people went right from mom and dad to the military.
That is right.
And so they were kept by mom and dad. The military took care of all their stuff. I'll tell you a really funny story. When my son came out of the Marines, I helped him find a little starter home, and he left my house and went right into the Marines, right? Spent 4 years in the Marines. When he came out and he moved into a starter home, he called me up within a couple of weeks, and he said, "Hey, Dad, I just got another utility bill." And I said, "Okay, what are you calling me for?" He said, "How often does this happen?" It never occurred to him he's going to get a utility bill every month for the rest of his life.
It is true. There can be some very different expenses that, especially if you lived on base, you never had experience before.
Yeah.
There's a lot of key things to keep in mind when you're making that transition. Also, one of the people I talked with, a great piece of advice was when you're about to transition into civilian life, make sure to have an emergency fund of at least 6 months' worth of expenses.
Yeah.
Because even if you do have a new job lined up, it probably doesn't have the stability of that military job. You could get laid off. You may be more likely to have changes to that job. So make sure you've got that transition emergency fund there so you can cover your expenses if there's a few months without a job or a few months like with your son.
I'll tell you something else. Try to negotiate some help like that with your employer.
Well, and that is right. If you can get them to help pay for your move, and that was another thing.
Anything you can get. And employers, look, I've said this many times before, and of course, this is all, we're doing this today because tomorrow's Veterans Day. I want to get a jump start on this. But folks, I've said this 1,000 times before, hire a vet. They're leaders. They know how to work. They understand discipline. They understand being focused. Hire a veteran. And if you have to pony up a little more to help them make a good transition, write the check.
And I wish more people would do that. And on the flip side, too, as people are leaving, there's a lot of great resources from the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Small Business Administration for military members who want to start their own businesses or making the transition into the civilian world. But a lot of great resources for
there
women
are the
who
SBA's
want to start
their own businesses. The SBA's got a lot of them. The VA's got a lot of them. There's a lot of different ones. A lot. Some local communities have veteran programs too.
That's true. And also, you know, at your base community service office, there is a lot of great transition resources. If you plan to stay in that area, they may have a lot of extra resources.
There might even be a bank. A local bank might have a special veterans resettling some services for you.
That's true. The banks and the base credit unions as well have a lot of great resources.
And if you're a bank and you don't have one, get one.
That's right. And also, you know, a lot of times they have some budgeting help as well, which is great.
Right.
You know, a lot of members of the military really need to stretch a
they
small
do.
Income as
yeah.
far as
especially,
they can.
Especially the young families.
Exactly. And a lot of these
especially the young enlisted families.
The resources on base really know exactly what they're going through, exactly what the benefits are, and can help them avoid some of those high-interest loans.
Kim, I'm proud of you, Kim.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job with this report. The Kiplinger's Financial Field Guide for military families. It's available at Kiplinger.com. Give us that other website quickly. How they get there right away.
Kiplinger.com/link/field manual.
All right. So and it's a free PDF to download. Katie did a great job. Did a great job on it. Kim, will you come back again?
I would love to come back. Thank you for having
Kim
me.
Kim Langford, ladies and gentlemen. Good job there, Kim. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.